Wake up, America! It's 9 a.m. on Thursday, December 4th, and the makers of Gillette Shaving Cream will be bringing you Buddy Burfine's Sports Hero Scrapbook. Today, we bring you the story of quarterback Buck Schreiber, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Buck, my kidney plaster, he was nothing compared to Howard the Slingshot West, the third-string quarterback of USC's almost championship team of 1903. Sid, take 10. It's game time.
And now, the sports legend of Buck Schreiber.
Oh, I just love this show.
He was a lean, shy kid from Kentucky.
I was lean too, but scrappy.
No one ever paid attention to him until he got a pigskin in his hand. The first time he played, he was the substitute quarterback in Princeton's big game against Duke. On the third play, Buck took the snap, then faded back to the left.
I'm fading. Give me some blocking.
A long look to the right. He pumps once, pumps twice.
Where's my receiver?
Out of nowhere, Dombrowski, the pile driver, breaks his double team.
Forget my receiver. Where's my blocking?
He's got Buck by the jersey. He's going down and lets one fly.
Hello?
It's a bomb!
He's found Sammy the Streak.
Is this yours, Mr. West?
Sorry about that, Sammy. Danny. Hey, that's a pretty fair set of hands you have there.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of practice holding on to the packages I deliver.
Was that the doorbell I heard? Is it a telegram?
No, it's just Red Grange.
Oh. No, it's not, Mr. West. It's Danny Thompson. I've got a delivery for Angie.
Who should I call to come get their package?
No. This package is for Angie.
Well, I'll be. It is for Angie.
I know that for a fact because, well, I sent it. I figured it was time I spoke up and told her how I felt. So, I'm mailing her something.
I'm sure she'll get the message.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin. The AP wire services have just reported that the German offensive in Russia has been defeated. Hitler's armies have suffered heavy losses and have been driven out of Moscow by Marshal Zhukov. We will keep you updated on further developments. And now, we return you to our regular programming.
Oh, praise God, this terrible war is ending.
Hitler's defeated.
He'll be coming home.
Now, wait a minute. This is only one battle.
No, the Lord is in the middle of this. I'm sure of it.
I pray you're right, Princess.
And remember, it's only 20 more days until the big Christmas broadcast.
All right. Hope is just around the corner. Joy is knocking at the door. Wrap up your dreams in crimson and green and deck the beads. Down to the floor, then stuff some faith into your pocket. Grab a helping of good cheer.
And now, on this beautiful Sunday morning, December 7th, the Continental Broadcasting Company is honored to bring you our morning worship service. We're broadcasting live this morning from First Community Church, Curfeyville, Iowa, featuring the inspirational Reverend Louis Karasiewicz, along with the Sanctuary Choir, accompanied by Thelma Schwegler on the organ. Let's join them now in their opening hymn.
Please stand and turn to hymn number 208. Hark the herald angels sing.
65 years old and I've been grounded. Little head cold. And I'm banished from God's temple. Everyone else traipses off to church, and I'm confined to worship over the airwaves. Norma made me promise. I'll worship, but I won't sing along with Thelma.
And everyone!
Water pipes that sound better, thanks to Lil.
And now, Maxwell House Coffee brings you America's favorite comedy team, Fibber McGee and Molly.
That's more like it.
Fibber McGee and Molly, the dramatic story of a woman with her faith in a man and a man with his faith in a newspaper. Will something exciting take place in this little frame house at 79 Wistful Vista this morning?
Well, it's got to be more exciting than what's happening here.
Let's go and see. Fibber McGee and Molly.
Anything interesting in the paper, dearie?
Well, there's an interesting article on crops this year. Take corn, for instance.
Certainly. We can take it, or we can dish it out.
They say if things don't improve, farmers will be annihilated. What's annihilated?
I'll have to look it up in the dictionary. I'll get it out of your closet. Ah! Help, McGee! I'm buried alive!
It wasn't me, it was Ralph!
You've misbehaved in church one too many times. No radio for a week.
Grandpa!
I'm covered with all these little insects, McGee. Brush them off.
Oh, Molly, those are just my drought flies.
Dad, don't you go taking his side.
Whose side? I don't know what's going on.
And what's this?
The horn to my 1932 Ford, if you must know.
I must.
Must what?
No.
No?
Yes.
Oh.
Why is it everyone in this apartment building knows more about my life than I do? There's no privacy.
And why are you saving these horseshoes, McGee? Don't you think the automobile is here to stay?
It won't be if we don't catch up on the payments.
Join Fibber McGee and Molly after a word from Maxwell House Coffee.
Dad, what is this?
Maxwell House is always great. Elate your mate and demonstrate.
I can't
Sip
believe
or
it.
Drip or percolate, it's good to the very last drop.
What are you doing listening to this program? I told you to listen to the church service.
No. You told me to feel better, and so I was.
Dad, this is the Lord's Day.
It's also the day of rest.
Dad, you're not listening.
You won't let me.
As long as you two can't decide, I'll listen to my favorite program.
What's all this racket? I could hear you through the vents all the way in the basement.
See? No privacy.
Hey, what did I do, coward?
Don't ask him. He won't take anybody's side.
I don't know what's going on.
Look. I'm the one who controls the radio in this house. I'm on it.
Let's have a
look.
No,
I want to
get your
hands
off.
We interrupt this program with an urgent bulletin. There has been a surprise attack on our naval bases at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by Japan. Not more than 20 minutes ago, over 300 bombers opened fire on the battleships and destroyers of the American Pacific Fleet harbored there. The first reports indicate that the USS Arizona is completely destroyed. The Oklahoma is capsized, and the Nevada is beached.
Other battleships are reportedly on fire. Early casualties are estimated at over 1,000, with more anticipated as the attack continues. It is not known if the Japanese are confining this act of war to Pearl Harbor or if this is the beginning of an offensive on the continental United States. All air bases in California and Oregon are on emergency alert. Regular programming of the Continental Broadcasting Company is preempted until further notice.
No one's moved from the radio for the last 36 hours. We stayed next to it yesterday, right into the night. All of us stayed, even Sid and Lil. Now and then someone would sleep for a while, then they'd wake up and listen some more. We talked. We prayed. We sang. There were no thoughts of work or of school. We all just wanted to stay together. Maybe because we had never felt so alone. Oh, come let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Our latest bulletin puts the death toll at Pearl Harbor over 2,600 servicemen and 60 civilians. We have received reports that the Japanese have attacked Hong Kong, the Philippines, Guam, and Wake Island. The West Coast is asked to keep their lights off again tonight. Meanwhile, in the European theater, German armies continue to occupy new sections of southern France as...
Enough for a while. Sometimes I think we spend too much time listening to the world and not enough time listening to God.
Yeah, sometimes the world makes it very hard to hear God.
What's going to happen, Grandpa?
I don't know, Mickey. Are you scared?
No. Yes.
Me too.
I don't even know who the bad guys are anymore. Who are we fighting, Grandpa?
We're fighting the bad side of people. All people. It's called sin. But you know what? The fight's already been won. Jesus did it for us. And he did it for all of us.
No, no. Stay put. I'll get it.
How late is it? I haven't even looked out a window for 24 hours.
It's almost 7 at night.
Danny? What are you doing here?
A little late for a delivery, isn't it?
I have a telegram from the War Department.
Thank you. Right. His airbase was just taken off alert, but he's flying out tomorrow. He's already joined. He's going directly to the Solomon Islands.
Oh. I've joined, too.
What?
Well, I won't leave for a few days, and I'm not sure yet where I'll be going, but I know it's what I'm supposed to do.
How do you know? How does anyone know what the right thing is to do anymore?
Well, didn't you get the package I brought?
Package?
Oh, we forgot, sweetheart. I'm sorry. Danny brought this in on Wednesday.
A new Bible.
Well, Angie's always told me what a strong woman your mother was, how much she taught you about God's working through all things, even though you were just little girls. I know how much her Bible means to you all, but I understand the words have gotten awfully hard to see. I guess I thought that this might be a time when it would be important to have those words clear. and very easy to read. I'll come to see you before I leave, Angie.
We'll be praying for you, son.
You can count on it, definitely.
Goodbye. Bye, Angie.
What's happening to our world? Why is God letting this happen?
Oh, sweetheart, God didn't give us easy answers about things like war and death. What he did give us was himself.
I know, Pop. It's just so hard to watch your dreams die.
I think God's always working on dreams. It's just that sometimes they're his. You know, Bethlehem was pretty much like our world tonight. Dark, filled with dictators and armies, and a frightening future. Those people had hopes and dreams, too, of being free, of seeing their world made right again. And they had been waiting a long time. Some of them had been waiting 2,000 years. But God answered their dreams in a way they didn't expect. Not with another army or ruler, but with a baby. The shepherds and kings that night may not have understood everything when they looked at the Christ child, but they had faith that God's plan was bigger than theirs.
I guess you can say that sometimes your dream doesn't come true, so God can make a bigger dream, his dream, come true for everybody.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while to see that.
Yes, sometimes it takes a while.
Listen, they're broadcasting it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, an excerpt of President Roosevelt's address to Congress from earlier today.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.